You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your weekly prediction edition. As always, these are based on recent episodes and upcoming official NBC Peacock soap spoilers. I've got predictions for Clyde Weston and Lee Shen, for Alex and Kristen, for Xander and Sarah, for Abigail and Chad, and for Melinda Trask. And hey, if you haven't, click that subscribe button so you don't miss a thing. Let's jump right in with our first prediction. Clyde Weston had Lee Shen killed. So I still think Wendy and Tripp are going to find Lee Shen alive in Hong Kong. I don't think he's dead. So that's issue A. And then issue B, them solving a murder that doesn't exist, but you know, they don't know that he's alive. There are photos of Remington Hoffman back at work on the NBC soap set. So no matter where he is at the moment, Lee Shen is alive, but the DA of Salem doesn't know that. And he is still keeping Gabby Hernandez in jail. So we've got this whodunit that to me smells like some off-kilter, poorly written junk by the replacement writers when Ron Carlovati was out during the WGA strike. And because they shoot 6 months out, that's why we're seeing replacement writer stuff now on Days, when the replacement writer stuff all ended months ago on the other soaps. So spoilers for last week had Harris noticing blood on the drug journal, so he turned it over to the cops. And spoilers for this week from the promo say they found Lee's blood on the journal. So that ties Lee's murder to Gil, who, as far as we know, didn't even know Lee Shen. And that ties it to Clyde Weston, who did know who Lee Shen is. Wednesday, May 15th, Rafe tells EJ who he thinks really killed Lee Shen. And Rafe and Ava discuss it as well, and it's her that says she's pretty sure she knows who killed him, and I bet she's going to say it was Gil on Clyde's orders. So I wonder if the replacement writers change things around and decide to make it that Clyde ordered Gil to kill Lee Shen, then send the text to Gabby to come over so they could frame her for the murder, so Clyde would have leverage over Stefan to use for his drug business since his brother is the DA, and of course Clyde hates EJ and vice versa. And then when Gil was killed, that pushed Stefan into the forefront. Clyde might have been planning to keep him in his back pocket as leverage, but then with the killing, he put him on the front burner. That's what I think, but Gabby is going to be out soon, and Lee is not really dead. All right, my second prediction, Alex Kitiakis dumps a very irritated Kristen DiMera. Last week, when word about Victor's will being done with probate came through, and that means all the inheritances are going to be distributed, gold digging, Teresa Donovan was giddy, saying they were set for life. But then Alex went over to celebrate by sliding into Kristen DiMera's sheets more than once. They did not get out of that bed for a while. He left Teresa at home waiting on champagne while he was having some afternoon delight. Tuesday, May 14th, spoilers for this week have Teresa telling Alex they should get back together. And Constantine, of course, is worried he won't get Maggie's money. And so he wants her to get Alex's and hand him a huge chunk of it to buy his silence because she altered the will, changing it from Xander to Alex. So I do know that Teresa and Alex definitely get back together. And reportedly, we have a summer wedding for Alex and Teresa, but the truth comes out at the ceremony and blows up everything. So I think Alex may be ready to end his physical fling with Kristen and get back with Teresa, the woman that he thinks he loves. But she had been teasing him and not putting out. So he turned to eager beaver Kristen with their whole make them jealous plot. And Kristen might be annoyed when he slides out of her sheets and back into Teresa's without a backward glance. But then again, that was their plan, right? Third prediction, Xander and Sarah get married instead of Constantine and Maggie. So this week's spoilers have Xander sending Sarah on a scavenger hunt. And at the end, I think that's when she finds Xander with baby Victoria, as we saw in the promo, played by a live, real human baby. And she's in a onesie that says, "Will you marry daddy?" which is so cute. The scavenger hunt is Thursday, May 16th, according to spoilers. So I'm assuming the proposal is either on Thursday Thursday or Friday the 17th? I'm guessing she says yes. At the same time, Maggie is making final preparations for an explosive and confrontational wedding ceremony with Constantine. She knows what he's been up to thanks to Marlena and John, that he's been playing her and was likely going to kill her for her money. So she plans to expose and humiliate him at the altar, which sounds great. I wonder if he will also be arrested. But with the flowers and cake and decorations in place, since Maggie is planning to make it look like a real wedding and then blow him out of the water at the altar, I wonder if Xander and Sarah will jump in and take advantage of the ready-made ceremony and go ahead and make it official. I know Maggie would love it. I would love it. All right, our fourth prediction. Abigail's diary tells Chad, move on with your life. So Chad's had Abby on his mind a lot lately. And last week, Thomas and Chad were at her grave for Mother's Day, dropping off flowers, drawings, and spending time thinking about the love of Chad's life. Next week in the promo, we had Nicole handing Chad a notebook. She said, looks like Abigail's handwriting. It is Abby's diary. Wednesday, May 15th, according to spoilers, is when Nicole gives it to him. So I'm certain he's going to read it. And I just wonder if Abby gives him permission to move on. If she says something like, if anything ever happened to me, I would want my husband to move on, find new love, you know, find a new mom for the kids, something like that. And we have this new girl, Marin, coming soon, Anna Lynn McCord's character, who, by her description, sounds like Abby 2.0, angelic in appearance with eyes only for one guy, although many want her. So is she Abigail reincarnated? Maybe. And him finding Abby's diary just before this new chick starts has me thinking that he might finally be ready to move forward. Our fifth and final prediction, Melinda Trask gets her DA job back. EJ Demare's life is about to implode. He has been on a path that's a just dark, hateful, and unnecessarily douchey path for the better part of a year. He's abusing the power of his office, abusing his siblings, being an all-around prat. And it's time karma kicked his adorable and well-muscled backside. So he was floored on Friday to hear from Dr. Rolfe that Jude is indeed Eric and Nicole's baby, like Sloan told him. So now he's got this dilemma, and I'm sure he's going to make Sloan give back the baby, but will conspire with her to keep Jude's paternity secret. So that's a big lie that's going to be bad for his marriage. Next week, he refuses to listen to his chief of police, Rafe, and his brother, Stefan, about the new evidence that proves Gabby's innocent and was a pawn in a setup. EJ, of course, thinks it's kind of funny for Stefan's wife to be in prison. He wants her to stay there because she and Stefan pushed EJ out of Demare Enterprises, but Stefan is going to go over to EJ's head, according to official spoilers. Stefan goes to Paulina, say spoilers for the end of this next week, and remember, Stefan threatened Paulina in the past, but now they have a common enemy, EJ, because EJ just orchestrated that smear piece about her in The Spectator. So I just wonder if Stefan is going to press her to fire his brother. I think so. And as a result, I suspect Melinda Trask gets the job back. Recent behind the scenes photos show her on scene with Remington Hoffman. So I think that she's going to be back to dating Lee, back to being DA after EJ is fired. And I am totally there for it. All right. Those are all of our predictions. We have click subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments and come back soon. We're here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.